So this is the second part of my response to my request for rambling. Thank you so much, guys, too, by the way. I really loved listening to all your stories. Okay. I left off on Throw Away Your Lust, a.k.a. Well, actually, I don't know if I should say her name. Throw Away Your Lust, who seems to be quite popular. She's garnering quite the audience. It's nice to meet you, young lady. We seem to click very well. We've already sung together. I'm glad to hear you're a fellow Catholic church girl. 16 years of choir. So, you know, a lot of people came to DWA because of Bourbon Neat. He left, like, right around the time I started posting. I do have my own list of preferred voices. I love hearing the voices and then, like, sort of befriending the people and, like, becoming friends with them and, learning about the person behind the voice. I think improvs do really well because you're channeling real feelings, or at least I am when I'm doing them. And so they're just more believable and authentic. I too have found myself, how shall we say, more and more interested in having people beg me. maybe I'll talk about more of that in my ramble, but it's definitely a new thing of mine because in real life I don't have much experience with that. So I'm learning about my sort of the dom that I have inside. where should I leave? Okay. But yeah. I'm glad to have met you, and we've spent quite a bit of time chatting together already, and you seem lovely, and I cannot wait to work more with you. We are Dell for life. We talked about that yesterday. Okay. The next response was Clouds. He did a short one. So you ordered a package in the mail and the wrong one came in, which super sucks. Oh my god, I think you handled that really well. I would have been much more upset. I mean, I wouldn't have blamed them. Actually, I don't know where you ordered it from, because I found it quite interesting that you wrote a letter to them asking them to reimburse you rather than just, like, doing it through the automated process, which is what you do on Amazon. I don't know. So I'm really sorry, Cloudy, that you got the wrong item in the mail. And I hope that gets sorted out for you. And I really liked looking at all your figurines on Kik. I'd have fun painting them. So maybe you can upload another ramble when you get the right thing in the mail. Okay, Frantic Tumble. First of all, what are Irish nachos? I mean, I googled it, but it just looks like loaded nachos to me. They look delicious, gotta say. I love the chewing and slurping sounds you made. Normally, eating sounds really bother me, but I just found them to be enjoyable. I think we're all lonely motherfuckers, as you said. I'm sorry that you're questioning your abilities lately. I think that's pretty normal. And as you said, it's a good thing that it's happening now in your life. That's how you grow and blah, blah, blah. As far as makeup, I kind of relate to you. You said you're either kind of in your 13-year-old boy mood, or you dress up like really hot. I don't wear makeup. I got out of the habit a long time ago. I think I look a lot better with it, but for some reason I just have gotten out of the habit of wearing it. So I either wear nothing or I go all out and I do it correctly. Like, I know how to do it really well, but it takes about half an hour and I just don't have time for that in the morning anymore. Or rather, I don't want to make time for it, I should say. But yeah, I go all out. I curl my eyelashes and I do the whole like shading and whatever the word is, contouring, and I go all out, but I just don't have the time. I'm curious how your audition went, and, I gotta say, I love how you rambled for 5 minutes about lactose intolerance and, like, the history of it. That's kind of funny. As for the collaboration, yes, I still want to do it. My laptop shit the bed, and for some reason, I can't get it to make any sound whatsoever. Like, I've troubleshooted it. It's really annoying at this point. And normally I would play the music on my laptop with headphones and then record on my phone so we could layer it together and do the harmony and stuff. But I still want to do it. It's still going to happen. I might have to bite the bullet and buy a new laptop. Yeah. It's really annoying, actually. And LB, he did a really long ramble about basically your history with Backstage. I didn't know you founded it with Hardin. I thought, well, the more you know, today I learned. So that's pretty cool that the three of you are still here together. I must say, I'm really, really grateful for Backstage. It's a nice, safe place to go. I know I had a conversation with you about that the other day. About how I was really grateful that no matter what happens, I can feel like I'm pretty safe there. So, I have no complaints about Backstage. I mean, I've voiced my only concerns with you in the past. It's a fun community. I love all the questionnaires people put out. You make a good point there. What I really like about Backstage is that I've met some people that don't really post anymore. So it's really nice to have been able to connect with people that don't really go on GWA anymore. So I can say that I can say that without a doubt, I have made a couple real, honest to goodness, genuine friends through GWA Backstage. Friends that I would hope would continue beyond my career here. But, yeah. So, I know you mentioned doing another ramble, but I wasn't sure when that would happen, and I wanted to get this out there, so please post. I would love to hear it. I don't know if I have any rambles to add myself. I have a whole list. I'll read you my list of stuff that I'm supposed to do for GWA. On my list, JOI Boston Accent, Dom Goddess, Switch, Chronicler episode, Eminem collab, Kansas collab, PTA cuddling to effing, possibly researching the idea of Yandere, is that how you pronounce it? I have a script that I wrote for a young lady, breast worship requests Phil that I need to find a reader for. I think I have an idea who would do it. I've got a couple people actually. Another request for an audio where you come home and your partner is just ready to fuck you immediately. requests, but I was talking to Swizzle, and I'm supposed to be writing him a kissing script. I haven't forgotten anybody. And then, Bada-ba-la-la-bamba is writing me a script that I'm going to read once he's completed it. So I've got a lot of stuff to do. But I have a list, and I've prioritized it, and it's all going to get done. So, I hope you're all well, and I'm going to try to probably, now that I've responded to everybody, do my own ramble tomorrow during my drive. All right, well, thanks for listening.